KMA Sports feature for you guys out there. Volleyball edition. We have the Sydney head coach, Hannah Volker, on the line. Tough conference to be in, and they're at the top echelon of that conference. Sydney Cowgirls are 10-3 on the year. Coach Volker, you guys are currently riding a nine-match win streak. Kind of tell us what's been going right during that nice little stretch for you guys.
You know, the girls, you know, they come to practice every day ready to work on the things that we need to work on, and we really have pushed the team before me, and they've really grabbed onto that. And, you know, they go out for every game and they play hard. And as a coach, that's all I really ask for, is that they play together. They play hard. We get our hitters involved and good things happen.
Kind of talked about those guys that are performing well. So what are some names to know? Who's been really at the top of it for Sydney?
You know, in order for us to be able to do anything, we have to have a good pass. And, you know, I have Camden and Addie Jemison in the back row, and Gabby Jacobs also, who, you know, they get to everything. And then Addie Foster sets the hitter so well. And, you know, all of my hitters, you have Myler Maher and Kiana Haggerty and Alyssa Melvin and Ashley Mosley. They put the ball away. And Jocelyn Tackett, she brings us a huge block in the front as well. And that's all the pieces that we need in order to be a good ball team.
Looking forward, we have a couple matchups here before this quarter conference tournament will be established. So looking forward immediately, we got Griswold coming up. What are just some expectations with that one here?
You know, to play hard and just focus on the little things that we need to do. And, you know, every game it's a new game. And so we still have to go in and work hard and put the ball away and focus on our side of the court.
And another one before that corner conference gets established is you guys will be taking on Fremont Mills for the first time, another one of those top of the corner conference teams. So how do you think you just match up with those couple teams up top?
I think, well, I mean, we have focused really hard on, we have to focus on our side. We have to focus on our game. We can't, if we get down, we have to shake it off and keep pushing forward. We can't, going down by a few points, I mean, that can't take over the whole game. We have to just keep pushing through. And FM's a good team. You know, they're scrappy, they're quick. And so we just have to play our game and good things will happen.
Maybe what's an area of the game that you've seen your team grow there from the end of August to now? We're almost in October.
I would have to say our blocking and our hitting has definitely grown a lot. Our pace and our offense has also grown too. My middles are a big part of my offense, and they're really doing their job and putting the ball away.
And so maybe that's some of the things you guys have improved on. Maybe what's something that you guys haven't done that great that you want to now improve on as we're going forward?
I would like to be more aggressive at the serving line. Our serve's okay. It's decent, but just, you know, starting off with an aggressive serve, that really gets teams out of system and helps with a lot of things.
Also, we're getting towards the end of the season as well. Let's go ahead and talk about that corner conference though first. It's going to eventually, those matchups are going to get pretty good there when we get down to those final four teams especially. What are just expectations and what do you think will come out of the corner conference tournament?
The corner conference is pretty stacked. I mean, you look at all of the teams that are in it right now and it's kind of exciting to play in those big games. You know, as a coach, I hope that we're on the championship side, that we get to take that W, but there's a lot of really good competition and we know that we have to go into each game as a new game and play our game at the end of the day.
You guys are in the top of the standings at a tough conference. You'll probably be at the top of the seeding when the postseason comes out eventually. What's just the approach though that you want to get your squad ready as to try to make a long postseason run?
You know, we go into each practice and we just talk about things and how every game is not given. We still have to go and we have to do the little things. We have to hustle. We have to out-communicate everybody. We have to do the little things that then lead to the big things. And we have to focus. We have to talk to one another. Communication's big. If there's no communication, then you can't get a lot of stuff done. And that's one thing that we do pretty well with is communicating. And my passers are really good at telling my hitters where the spots are. And I think still doing those things and focusing on those things at the end of the day will be a very positive for us.
That is Sydney head coach Hannah Volker talking about the midpoint of their season here coming up for the corner conference. Hey, Coach Volker, thank you for getting this in and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.